Hey, Steve Dion here from thefinalscore.tv, checking in with an exclusive interview from weekly Varsity Football Live reporter Steve Willits from Sound Live Sports Network. In a recent episode of his podcast, Prep Chatter, which can be found on Hawkeye.org, he caught up with Sydney Gormley from Lakewood High School to talk about her game-winning field goal against Anacortes. Have a listen.
Final score Friday night, Lakewood 25, Anacortes 23. They win the game on a 32-yard field goal as time expires. But that's not the biggest storyline here. Sydney Gormley, the kicker who kicked the field goal at the end of the game, also plays in the school band. She was performing at halftime of that game, a game in which they were down 23-6 at that point. She also kicked a successful onside kick in the third quarter. And oh, by the way, did you catch that last part? She did all of this. Sydney is a female football player at Lakewood, and she's joining me right now along with Dan Teeter, the head football coach at Lakewood. Sydney Gormley, boy, your world must have changed on Friday night. You playing football for the second time, I guess. You played last year. Your first field goal ever in a high school game, and it's a 32-yard game winner. What was that feeling like?
I was terrified. I didn't want to let my team down, especially not on homecoming. I would just go out there and do my job. I didn't really register that I had made the kick until all the guys were surrounding me and jumping around.
Now, I'll ask Coach Teeter here first and foremost. Sydney, not real big. I mean, what, 5'4"? Am I about right? Relatively skinny. And, Coach, you see all these guys charging out towards her after that. Were you more elated over the fact that you just won, or were you concerned for your kicker's health at that point?
Well, that's the fastest I've run in a long time going out there to celebrate. So I was more elated probably, but then I was like, please don't squish her. You know, we got to protect her.
Now, Sydney, we did mention you play in the band also. So this is a pretty big night. So at halftime of this game, it's 23-6. I think you had one touchdown at that point, and I believe, Coach, you went for two. So you hadn't kicked yet, at least tried any PATs or field goals on the night. Down by 17, you're performing at halftime. It's homecoming. Are you thinking at all really about what's going to happen in the second half, or were you just more focused on playing in the band? What was your halftime experience like?
Oh, we've been practicing with the band for weeks now, just trying to perfect that field show because it's really the only thing we do during homecoming. We have to make sure we put a show on for the audience. But in the back of my mind, I was always thinking, those guys better get their heads on in the locker room because we cannot lose like this on homecoming in front of our home crowd. And just, we're not going to lose.
Yeah, no, and Coach, you're down by 17. You get the ball first to start the second half. You go down and you score. You go for two again, so it's, and did not get it. Is that correct?
No, we got it.
Oh, you did get it. Okay.
We got the two, and then we kicked an onside kick. Sydney, just picture perfect kick. Couldn't have been better. And then we went down and scored again and went for two. And so we were down 17 at half. All of a sudden, in the first 5 minutes of the second half, we're within one.
Now, had you planned it in the locker room? Did you talk amongst each other with the other coaches? Hey, if we go down and get this score, let's think about an onside kick. Was that already in the works, or where was that at that point?
You know, we'd already told them we were not kicking extra points at that point in the game. We said we're going for two when we get it. We're going to go down there. And we talked about the fact that we get the ball first, get a score, and then, you know, let's be aggressive. Let's try and get that ball back. And we're going to have to count on the defense to get some stops, which they did the entire second half. And it just set up beautifully for Sid to make the winning kick at the end. So,
now, Sid, tell me about the onside kick. Is that something you practice a lot? Is that something you've had a lot of experience with, or have you had a lot of success with it in practice? Because that's not an easy thing to do, to kick the ideal onside kick. What is your experience with that?
I do practice every day. I don't play really any other position, so I do really usually kick for the full 3 hours. And as you pointed out earlier, I'm not very big, I'm not very strong. I can't hit these big, powerful kicks all these guys can. So I have to. So instead of having one giant weapon, I have to have an arsenal.
Now, the story gets even better, Coach. Not only did she kick the winning field goal, play in the band, and get an onside kick, did I hear correctly, did she get her first official tackle in the game as well?
Oh, yeah.
No.
On the stat sheet.
It's on the stat sheet.
Definitely there. She officially has one tackle. I don't know that it's the biggest hit in the world. The guy kind of –
I fell.
Well, you fell on top of the guy who slipped in front of you, and officially you're the first one there, so congrats on your first tackle too.
Yeah, you have to definitely take that. Now let's talk about the field goal. A 32-yarder, time's running down. Coach, did you – what were you guys talking about on the sidelines? I mean, were you thinking, okay – Sydney, does she have the range? Do we need a stronger leg? Do we want to go for it here? What was the mentality at that point, and when did you come to this decision?
Yeah, that's exactly what we were talking about. And in fact, Anacortes was trying to run the clock out just before we got the ball. We used up all of our timeouts on defense, trying to preserve a little time. Got the ball back, I think, with about 40 seconds left, no timeouts, had about 70 or 80 yards to go. And, got down there really close, probably just a little out of range. And we took a little bit of a risk. We called a screen pass that was going to be, caught in bounds. Went up and spiked the ball. And we have to be down to the 15-yard line, spiked the ball with 2 seconds left. And the discussion very briefly between Jake Connor, special teams coach, and myself is, who do we have kick it from here? And we have a freshman that has a little stronger leg. His name was brought up, and he's probably not as consistent, but he's got a stronger leg. And as we're saying this, Sydney's right beside us, and she's very emphatic. At least two times I hear, I can make it. Coach, I can make this kick. And we looked at her, and Coach Conn looked, 15-yard line. We kind of plan with her 18-yard line and in. We're pretty confident. And so he said, yes, you can, and get out there and do it. And she ran out and was just completely focused. And I was not surprised at all by her focus. We do team competitions every Tuesday and Wednesday to end practice, and there's been times where she's got the whole team gathered around her, just yelling her, trying to get her distracted, and that makes her more intense, and she just focuses. So, I think she was probably used to having a lot of excitement going on around her and just ignoring it and putting it through. So it didn't surprise me at all that she was able to focus and do that.
Well, now, Sydney, I'll ask you, because I think certainly kicking is one of those things where kicking a field goal with 1 or 2 seconds left on the clock when you're down by one is far different than if you're kicking a field goal in the first or second quarter of a game. A lot of kickers do feel that pressure. Sounds like from what I'm hearing from Coach here, you were feeling just the opposite. You were anxious to get out there. Did you have any nerves at all going into that play?
Well, I was a little nervous, but I was getting a little annoyed and angry at this point because, like I said, we had a freshman. He has got a good leg. I've seen him kick. He's definitely, if he continues, he's got a good future ahead of him. But I was not ready for the student to become the teacher yet. I hadn't hit a field goal yet in my past 2 years. Something's always gone wrong, whether it's a bad snap or I was late or it's just the side. And there was no better time to make that field goal in that moment. And I just wanted to get out there and do it.